think the commission report is to be appreciated by everyone, since the President of the Republic of Burundi himself has assumed that things are going in the wrong direction. I mean, what he said when he was deploring the fact that there was no justice delivered in Burundi. And you know, where lacks justice, it means that abuses prevail. So I think the commission is right to say that Burundi is still a case to be monitored closely.
Especially the report makes reference to the fact that political violence is continuing even after the election.
Yes, that's quite true. For instance, just an example, the Human Rights League Iteka, which is a league from Burundi, has reported many cases of people who have disappeared since Ndayishimiye is in office. And many times, the people who are arrested and who disappear are arrested by people from the intelligence or the police, or some other times the coordination by the police and the intelligence, and even the National Army is involved. There are many, many examples that one can just mention. But what is important to notice here is that really there is political violence, there is discrimination of DNL, and even President Ndayishimiye doesn't want to hear speaking about opposition. For him, democracy means something else. It means his party only and no one else. And one can assume that, after all, what he has been saying is trying to implement it. Just imagine that nobody from CNL, for instance, is appointed here or there. Article 140 of the Constitution specifies that there must be respect of equilibrium from the political side, from the regional side, and so forth.
I've spoken with a government spokesperson, and each time a report like this or the journalists complain, the government would tell me that those people who are writing reports such as this are trying to tarnish the image of the government of Burundi at a time that the government has had election and it wants to now bring every Burundian on board.
I think that is just a matter of the government to try to pretend that he's what he's doing. After all, who is responsible of the security of the citizens? Number one is the government, and it has been given the instrument and human resources to guarantee that. Unfortunately, it is using these human resources and other means that are provided to the government and its institutions to maintain that situation of uncertainty, where the opposition lacks freedom, where media are likely narrowed in terms of freedom. So for a spokesperson of government, he couldn't say nothing else but that, because he has just to defend himself and to defend his position. Otherwise, the victims of this situation may support that the report is quite right.